Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. A little sad. It seems all these amazing, iconic designers are just dying on us.
I know. Must be the time. It's like, because I guess they all kind of started around the same time. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about Valentino Garavani, who passed away on the 19th of January. His funeral will be tomorrow. Okay. He's lying in state at the moment. If you don't know Valentino, he was once described as having been dipped in lacquer due to his tan.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
And he was kind of also known for his Roman jet set kind of lifestyle, which I'll go into. But for his fashion, he was known for blending bold Italian glamour with the precision of French haute couture. Timeless beauty, elegant silhouettes, delicate lace and intricate embroidery. And fans of his were Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn and Princess Diana post-divorce, but also Jennifer Aniston, and like it's a staple on red carpets and things like that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you hear so many interviews where it's like, what are you wearing? Valentino.
Yeah.
it sounds like he had all the stars in the palm of his hand, which is awesome for him. Yeah.
He also had a Valentino red, which was halfway between crimson and poppy. It's now recognised by Pantone, of course. And his first collection featured a tulle dress called the Fiesta, which started this trend off that every show he did had this red in it. And it's quite, at one point, because he was such a jet setter, and during, there was a period of time in Italy where you had to be careful about being kidnapped. And he was riding around in a bulletproof Mercedes, but it was that red.
Oh my gosh. Let me just personally brand this defensive web vehicle. That's so funny. It's a stunning red. It's kind of it kind of looks like it's had a bit of a tan.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, eh? And he was born in Voghera near Milan, and he was named after the Italian actor Rudolf Valentino, who was a 1920s, I think he was a silent actor. He's the one that kind of always had the dark eyes. And his love of red came from a visit to the opera Carmen, where all the women in the audience were like a lot of them were wearing red. And when they leaned forward, they looked like geraniums on a balcony. And he learnt to kind of, he started his craft learning under his aunt, but then he moved to Paris at 19 and apprenticed under Christian Dior, Guy LaRoche. And at 27, with his family financially backing him, he started his own label in 1960 back in Rome. He went back to Rome. So he was kind of like integral in kind of bringing that fashion back into Rome. The year after, he met his lifelong business partner, Giancarlo Giannetti, in Rome as well. And originally they were together, but the relationship ended in 1972, but they stayed business and life partners until his death. And Valentino's excessive spending caused his dad to pull out of the business, which nearly bankrupted him, and Giannetti was kind of integral in putting a business foundation in it and making it successful.
I mean, what's Italian fashion without a bit of excessive spending, right? They love the silk, they love the like fine materials, and they're not cheap.
Yes. I will tell you that I will read this to you. Valentino adored dogs to the point that he once named a second line of clothing after his late pug Oliver. Oh. He owns six pugs. When travelling on his 14-seat Challenger jet, Valentino and his entourage went to the airport in three cars, one for the staff and the luggage, one for five of the pugs, one for Diomedo, Valentino and the pug Maud, who always travelled with Valentino.
This vision of like a very tan old Italian man and six pugs on ways to a private jet or just a car full of five pugs and one driver. I like it. It's, it's awesome.
So carrying on in his life, in the 60s, Liz Taylor wore a white dress to the Spartacus premiere in Rome, and that kind of started his people, you know, becoming his recognition. Jackie Kennedy ordered six haute couture dresses, all black and white, in 1964 and wore them for her year of mourning, you know, her husband. He also made her wedding dress to Aristotle Onassis. And then 1970s, his couture and ready-to-wear kind of was noted for tailored clothing, influenced by the 1930s, 40s and 50s. And then in the 1980s, Joan Collins of Dynasty fame became a big fan because of the luxury, wealth and opulence. And then in 1998, they sold the company, and they sold it for $300 million, even though he worked up until 2007.
My gosh. So we kind of, what's on the market now with Valentino, we're kind of already looking at a post-Valentino brand already?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah. And they've actually just been in trouble for, or they're facing criticism after posting a disturbing advert made using artificial intelligence handbag online, according to the BBC. And it's not looking good.
Yuck.
Valentino also had a cameo in The Devil Wears Prada. If you are interested in learning more about him, there is a film which I saw at the time. It was really, really good. It's called Valentino, the Last Emperor, and it's filmed between 2005 to 2007, came out 2008, but it's basically a lot of his jet set lifestyle with the five homes and the pugs and the plane, but also his personality. You know, he was quite fiery. When he was working, you know, perfectionist and all that sort of thing. So you get, you know, apparently when they started filming, it was all very proper and, you know, he had a tight circle around him, but slowly the gloves kind of came off and you saw the real Valentino, which I think is always quite fascinating because, you know, you've got to be a perfectionist if you're designing to that level. But whether you need to be mean or not is interesting.
I've read a couple of interesting sort of headlines that have come out post his death, wondering whether, you know, his death represents the end of this sort of golden era of Italian fashion and luxury. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's not going to be the same because, you know, you've got new designers, you know, new generations coming and taking over, and they do things in a very, very different way from how it was all started. So you've got to wonder whether, you know, I think someone would have to be very historically knowledgeable to be able to keep that going. And I think that if you're young, you can totally learn that, but it might take a little bit of time, so maybe it won't ever kind of return to that era. And if you think about it, nobody in the 60s, everyone dressed up. So you got dressed up to go shopping, you got dressed up to go on a plane or travel or do anything. Nobody kind of went out in shorts and jandals, and that's kind of like the norm now. And it's kind of quite wealthy people that kind of dress up to do the mundane things in life, I think, for the most part. You know, at that level, I should say. So I don't know whether the general public dress like that anymore. So whether there's a, you know, there's still a, you know, need of people wanting to buy at that level.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at a dress that, I mean, the way I'd describe it is you kind of wear it to like a family barbecue. $4,300.
Yeah,
it's insane. But then I saw this kind of long gingham dress, and for some reason that was $21,000.
Yeah, well, it's you know, it'll be because it's handmade, you know, hand stitched sort of thing. So crazy. You know, the difference between the haute couture and the ready to wear and stuff like that. And of course, the ready to wear was created to be more affordable, but it's not really, is it?
It's not. No, I went to the I knew we were talking about Valentino. I went to the sales section of the website. Still couldn't afford a single thing.
Yeah, I think you're probably better to try and find
secondhand
thrifted, you know, that nobody really knows what it is. Yeah, but now that he's died, everyone will be going, oh, Valentino, you know.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see the future of Valentino because, you know, with so many of these famous designers getting so much older and passing away, you see these fashion houses taking over and they're not always done right, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it becomes a lot about the being sustainable and
commercial success.
I think, making money. And, you know, they do bring designers in who look to the past normally for their first collection. You know, they want to reinvigorate the label and that sort of thing. So they look back in the archives and then they kind of put a new twist on it. But, like, how long does that last for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that their one truck? Oh, fascinating. Well, rest in peace, Valentino.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Penny.
Thanks, Penny. Have an awesome week and we'll chat next week. Hopefully no more designers have gone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.